You like Mexicans?
Yeah, you don't.
You stayed up all night to get a Mexican?
What I what?
You ever
stay up all night to get lucky when it said lucky you get Mexican? Is that what you're referring to?
I stayed up all night to get a Mexican.
Yeah, I was.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
You know that song Happy by Pharrell?
I don't.
Stay up all night to get lucky.
Oh, you said lucky?
Yes, lucky, not Mexican. What do you think about Mexican?
Oh, I thought you stayed up all night to get a Mexican.
No.
Oh, but you stayed up all night to get lucky?
Yeah, lucky.
Oh. Welcome to the Fall Estate. I'm Destiny Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship. Thumbs up, ringing the bell, and subscribing. So I've often said that millennials and Zs, half of them are smart, like with computers and iPhone, iPad. They rap and they smoke pot. And and then the other half is missing. So I've been on a search to find out why is that other half missing. I have with me Hassan, and Hassan is 21 years old, and he is a sales consultant.
Yes.
What do you sell?
I work for a big cell phone company.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I go to school.
Cell phone company, and you're in college.
Yeah.
Right on. And what are you majoring in?
Right now I'm majoring in computer science and business.
And over here I have Stephen Nieder. And Stephen is 30 years old. He's an actor, physical trainer, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome, man.
Thank you.
And what type of acting do you do?
I mean, just whatever.
Do you have any movies or TV shows or anything out there right now?
No. Most of the stuff I write, and then me and my friends go and film it just because it's more for, I enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
If I didn't enjoy it, then I would not do it.
Oh, so you're producing and doing your own thing right now.
I wouldn't even call it producing, but yeah, we just write stuff and we're like, oh, that's fun. Let's go film it.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So I want to learn what's wrong with the millennial men and disease. What's wrong with
Can we work our way down? Let's go boomers and then millennials and then Z.
But you're a Z, right?
Yeah.
And you're a millennial.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, you're a millennial. Yeah.
Okay.
So you smoke pot?
No.
Do you?
No.
And why don't you smoke pot?
I just never cared to try it. Yeah.
What's important to you?
Important to me? Enjoyment.
What do you mean, enjoyment?
Like enjoying things. It's like, don't do something if you're not going to enjoy it. Like, if you know, unless you absolutely have to. Like, if you were homeless and you have to go and wash dishes and you hate it, like, yeah, okay, that's different. You need money. But, like, if you're going to do something, you should enjoy it. That's probably the most important thing.
So, do you enjoy everything you do?
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Absolutely everything you do, you enjoy.
Yeah.
And the things that you don't enjoy, you don't do?
No.
Really?
No.
And how about you? What's important to you?
What's important? Staying healthy and family.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And when you say family, what do you mean?
I mean, mom, dad, brother, sister, taking care of them. That's really it.
Will you one day have your own family?
Of course.
And who are you closer to right now, your father or your mother?
I think both.
You're close to both?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you saw my show and you wanted to come on.
Mm-hmm.
What was your impression of the Fallen State when you first saw it?
Do you want me to be honest or do you want me to be nice?
Be honest, totally honest.
Honest? I mean, I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought this was like a comedic skit that it was. And then then I saw you were legit, so I wanted to come on.
Yeah.
And I happened to see you at the gym. And
what's your impression of it now?
Now, I mean, I'm talking to you. You're a real person. This isn't a joke. So yeah. I'm hoping we can get somewhere.
Oh, yeah? And what's wrong with you or Z that half of them are missing? Like, you know how more characters, like anything goes, whatever you want to do is all right. You just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. What happened to you people?
Well, what makes you think that half the people are missing? What makes you think that? Is there a statistic? Is there data? Or is it just, I feel this way?
I noticed that I've talked to a lot of millennials and Zs, and like, they're okay. They seem to be okay with anything. You know, like, there are no standards. On this half, there are no standards. Am I wrong about it?
I would think you have standards and judgment being confused. I think we're less judgmental than our older generation.
Oh, disease are less judgmental?
Yeah.
About what?
They're more acceptance with everything. I mean, anything and everything, you name it.
Anything, you accept it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going through a struggle, people are more accepting. If you're going through anything, people are more accepting of it.
And what made you that way? What made disease that way, that they would accept anything?
I could speak for myself. And for myself, I've seen what people go through.
Yeah.
I've seen broke, rich, dirt poor, poverty. So, I mean, everyone starts at the bottom. And if we judge them, they're going to be longer at the bottom.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Are you from here?
No, I was born in Pakistan.
Oh, you were born in Pakistan. Yeah. Are you a U.S. citizen now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with millennials that anything go? You guys don't have any standard at all?
I think that's a very general thing to say. Because a lot of the people I grew up with, they're very opinionated and they do have standards. So, like, maybe more specific, maybe some people you talk to. I think a lot of the people you talk to are from L.A. and they're... It's kind of like, this is going to sound like the worst thing to say, but a lot of people that come to L.A. are kind of the people who are just like the free-spirited people from everywhere else in America. So they seem to be just carefree and not have opinions and not have standards, when that's not what the rest of the world's like.
Do you? So you're from, you told me you're from D.C., right?
Yeah, D.C.
You were born in Washington, D.C.?
Maryland, but the DMV area.
Right.
So I grew up
And do you have standards, more standards?
I mean, what do you mean by that? Like standards in what?
Anything.
Yeah, I have standards in a lot of things.
Do you know what it means to have more standards?
More standards?
Moral,
immoral. Moral.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you I got know? Moral standards.
What does that mean, to have that?
To have morals.
Do you have morals?
Yeah, I have morals.
What are your morals?
As in what? There's different types of morals for different things. Like, I'm not going to walk outside and rob him, you know? I've got morals there just because he's... probably makes more money. I mean, I don't know, but like, I'm assuming, let's say he's a rich guy and he's drunk on the street, I'm not going to go and take his wallet from him. Like,
so
I got
you're thinking
morals.
That he made more money because he's a foreigner and didn't come in with more money?
I was saying example.
Oh, well, you looked at him and you just thought he had all the money. You know how those Arabs are.
I don't well, know how those Arabs
but
are.
But I'm not an Arab, though.
Oh, you look like
he's
one.
From Pakistan.
I look like one. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes. And so, do you support abortion?
I mean, yes. Yeah.
It's like, morals.
That's not no morals. I mean, look, if I get a girl pregnant, right?
Right.
It's her choice. If she wants my opinion on it, I'll give her my opinion.
But if she is... What would be your opinion?
What do you say?
What would be your opinion?
I mean, that matters on the situation. Like, what's the situation? Like, all right, so let's say I am dating a actress. She's 20 years old. She has a chance. I get her pregnant. And, you know, she asks for me my opinion. I'm going to say, if you really want to do acting, you know, get an abortion, because you're not going to be able to go have a child at 20 years old and then be an actress. You're going to have to figure out something else to do, or wait until you're, you know, 40 years old to go back to acting.
So you get this girl pregnant, and she says, "Steven, I'm pregnant with your child, and I want to be an actress. And so I don't want to have this baby. I want to kill your child so I can be an actress." And you would say?
I'd say, all right, if that's what you want to do, then let's go. I'll take you. Let's go.
See, I told you have no morals.
How is that no morals?
Why you want to kill your own child over someone wanting to be an actress?
It's not killing your own child. That's
it's yours.
First of all, it's hers. She's the one who has to carry it. She's the one who has to birth it.
But it
she's the one who's going to have to raise it more
came
than
from
I do.
You though.
It's both of our childs.
You put the bread in the oven, though.
Yeah, but who owns the oven?
She doesn't own it.
She owns the oven.
No, you own
that
the
is
oven.
Her. I do not own her uterus.
Oh, amazing. So you wouldn't care. You wouldn't mind at all if she killed your child.
I mean, there would probably be a part of me that minds, but it's her choice.
Who gave her that choice?
She did. It's.
Did she create the body?
Did she create the body? Did I create my body?
Did she create the body?
No, but did I create
my
body?
Well, how did it become her choice?
Because it's her body, it's her brain.
But she didn't create a body, so it's not her body.
Just because you didn't create something doesn't mean you don't own it. I could make many things and give it to people. I have made things and given them to people. I've helped my dad build houses, and they're not our houses. Those people didn't create it, but they own them.
But a thing is not like a body.
Then the way you're talking about it, it is. Because you're saying that she doesn't own her body because it was created for her, right?
So who owns her body?
If she can tell me how she created the body, then I can say, okay, it's yours.
Okay. How did you create your body?
I didn't.
Okay, so you
so
don't
my
own body.
So my body is not my own.
So you're saying that God owned your body?
Yes.
Okay, well,
do you agree
know,
or
religious
disagree?
Wise, I disagree. And I think God would disagree that he owns your body. I think he would say your spirit owns your body. Nobody owns your
why
body.
Why do you think that?
Why do I think that? Uh-huh. Because that's part of why we're on earth. If you're religious, you read about that.
But God said your body is not your own.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the body is basically what it is.
So
it's not your own body.
You don't
body.
Have a right to kill a child because it's not your body. It's a temple of God.
Yeah, but the whole point of the temple of God of your body is to protect the spirit inside it.
What does that mean?
Your soul. Your spirit.
No.
Yeah.
How about you? You for abortion?
Situational. I mean, if the mother's life is at risk, then yes.
Only if she's going to die from having a baby?
If, let's say, a situation like if they can't support the baby, let's say that the baby's when she's born, or the baby is born and they can't provide for it, then I would be for it. Because
so if your girlfriend got pregnant and she goes, oh, son, I'm pregnant with your little boy, and I can't afford it, so I'm going to kill it.
Like I said, it's all situational, depending on the situation. And
well,
that's a very broad situation. And it would be what she wants. I mean, at the end of the
day. So you would say what?
No, I would be my situation too. So my opinion in that situation is valid, but it would also be 50-50.
So if she said, Hassan, I'm going to kill your little boy because I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Would you say, okay, go ahead. It's your body, kill it.
No, we would look at alternatives. I mean, let's say the baby's born and then we give it up for adoption.
She says she wants to kill it before it's born. Mm-hmm. And
I mean,
would
at that
you
point,
say,
what power,
okay, your
what
body?
What power do I have? So if she already made her mind, what's the point of asking the question, what power do I have?
Would you go along with it?
What option do I have if she already made up her mind?
Would you go along with it?
No, but what option do I have if she already made up her mind?
I'm asking you, would you go along with it?
If I'm disagreeing with it, then no.
Would you disagree?
Situational.
No, I just told you the situation. She can't afford it, but she has your baby in her body, and she's going to kill it because she can't afford it. Would you be okay with that?
I mean, I can't give you a straight answer because I'm for and against it. So I can't give you a straight answer on that
one. She's not going to die. She's like, I'm not dying. I'm going to live. I can have a baby, no problem. I just can't afford it, so I'm going to kill it.
Well,
and you're the daddy, Hassan. I know you're the daddy. What would you say?
Well, I wouldn't get a girl pregnant. So.
What would you say?
What would I say in that situation? I mean, I would want to know what she's feeling, and depending on how I'm feeling.
What would you say in that? She just told you, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I just can't afford it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I'm going to kill it. It's your baby.
I want to use the term killing it because it's not completely alive. So. I think that it also depends on the stage. If she found out very early, then yes, I'm for it. If she because I would rather have no child than a child that can't afford to feed.
Amazing. You went to college, right?
I'm going to college, correct.
Did you go to college?
I went to a little bit.
Were you brainwashed in college?
Brainwashed? No.
Were you demoralized before you went to college or after you went?
Demoralized?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say I'm demoralized.
How about you?
What about me?
Were you demoralized before you went to college or after you went?
I mean, I'm same boat. I don't think I'm demoralized. I think I have more morals than most people.
You do? That's why it's okay to kill your child in the womb because she can't afford it?
That's not what I said, but sure. Let's go ahead with that. That's not what I said.
Homosexuality, is that normal or abnormal?
I mean, people do what they want. I can't judge them. Like I said, I'm not judgmental. People do what they want. I'm not, as long as they're not forcing their beliefs on me, I don't care what they do.
Is it normal or abnormal?
I would think it's abnormal because most people are straight.
So you say abnormal?
Yes.
What do you say?
I 100% agree with him. It's abnormal because statistically there are less.
Yeah.
So normal is the more.
So if some guy told you, oh, I'm a homosexual, I'm proud, what would you say?
Good for you.
God, no, right, good for you. I mean, as long as you don't tell me what to live or how to believe, I don't care what you do.
How about drag queens? Men who dress in dresses and think that they're a woman, they take off the men body part and hook on a woman body part. Is that abnormal?
Yeah, definitely.
How about you?
Yeah.
Would you hang out with drag queens?
I have, yeah.
You hung out with drag queens?
Yeah, they're nice people.
Men dressed in dresses?
They're nice people, most of them. I mean, they're just like everyone. There's some that suck and there's some that are nice.
There are some that suck?
Yes, there are some that suck.
I don't think I would be saying that right now. Are you saying that there's some that suck?
Have you? I mean, maybe I'm not gonna. I don't know. I've never hung out with any. So.
So you hung out with drag queens?
Yeah.
Have you gone to a homosexual bar?
Yeah.
And you dance with them?
I don't dance. But
hold on.
Have you ever danced with homosexuals?
No. I mean, I did a little bit of ballet. I'm sure some of the guys in there were gay. They just didn't know at the time.
Have you ever knowingly danced with homosexuals at a homosexual bar?
No, I don't dance when I go to clubs or bars.
Huh?
I don't dance when I go to clubs or bars.
And how about you?
No, I've never been to a bar. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Would you? Oh, you don't drink. So would you go to a homosexual bar?
No.
Because I know a lot of millennial guys who've gone to homosexual clubs and parties, and they dance with them.
I haven't even been to a straight bar. Why would I go to a
homosexual
bar?
Would you do that?
From what I've seen,
yeah,
I understand that because, you know, it's not about like, oh, I'm at a gay bar and there's gay guys dancing around. The DJs at gay bars are actually awesome. They play really good music, and it's a lot of fun.
And so that'll make you want to dance with a homosexual?
I mean, you don't have to dance with a homosexual. You just go on the dance floor and everyone's dancing. Then no one's really dancing with anybody.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just a big floor. And everybody's out there dancing. Usually when you go and dance at a club or something like that, you go with your friends anyway and you dance with your friends. You don't, you know, it's like, it's kind of like the weird guys who like walk up to random people and start dancing on them and stuff. And it's like, what are you doing? I don't know
you.
Oh,
so it seems weird to dance.
At least talk to me first.
It seems weird to dance one to another, but in groups and everybody just standing there doing their thing, that's more normal now?
I mean,
are you talking about groups of guys or groups of girls?
At a club. With guys.
I mean, everybody's dance. There's guys, there's girls. There's actually a lot of women at gay bars, too, because they don't.
Are they lesbians?
No.
Lesbians!
No. Most of them are straight because they don't get hit on by obnoxious guys all night. They just want to go have fun and dance.
At a gay bar?
Yeah, because the gay guys won't hit on them.
So do you go to gay bars often?
No, I've been to one time. I don't drink either, and I don't smoke, so I don't really go out. Like,
I see.
I've been out like 4 times this year.
And you don't go at all because you don't drink or smoke or something?
No, I haven't been to a straight bar. My friends go. I have no need to.
What's important to you?
What's important to me? Being happy and making sure everyone around me is taken care of.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Enjoy, yes.
What's important to you?
Important to me? Other than enjoying life?
Yeah.
I mean, people who are nice to me.
People who are nice to you?
Yeah.
How about those who are not nice to you?
I just don't bother with them. Just say whatever. Whatever happens, happens to them. I don't
care.
Do?
Yeah. Do you? Are you a Christian?
I'm a Mormon, LDS. So whatever that is, that's Christian. I don't know.
You're Mormon, LDS?
Yeah.
What's the LDS?
I think it's Latter-day Saints.
You're not sure?
No, yeah, I'm sure. That's what it is.
And how did you become a Mormon? Was it an accident or something?
I was born into it. My mom's side of the family is Mormon. My dad's not, so I was born into it. You know, they never really forced it on me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you live in Utah? Isn't that where they're from?
No, actually,
that was an example for...
There's more Mormons in, like, Wyoming and stuff like
than Utah?
Than Utah, yeah.
But no, a lot of them in Utah, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. That's like the hub of it, because that's where the school BYU is.
And they have a bunch of white babies.
I guess. There's actually a lot of diversity up in Utah. You'd be surprised.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, are you a Christian?
No, I'm Muslim.
You're Muslim?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you like one of those Allahu Akbar people?
What do you think that word means?
I don't know what it means, but I hear it out loud, what's going to happen next?
What's that supposed to represent?
Chopping off the head.
Chopping off the
head. Allahu.
So what does that word mean?
I'm about to take your head off.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the actual definition of that word?
Die.
Die. It actually means God is great. That's all it means. God is great.
Well, why do they have to yell that out before they get chopped your head off?
Because they're radical and they give good Muslims a bad name. Actual Muslims a bad name.
Yes.
How come Muslims don't protest against them?
They are. Where are they not protesting?
I never see them in the street anywhere here protesting.
I mean, have you ever been to a mosque?
Oh, yeah.
Which mosque have you been to?
Culver City, Hollywood.
And have you asked the imams there how they feel about radical Muslims?
No, when I see them get on their knees and they go, oh.
So what you're doing
what the?
So what you're doing is making fun of the way we pray? Is that what it is?
Excuse me.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Because he doesn't understand
like,
it.
Yeah.
So what?
Because he doesn't understand it. Right. So
do you speak any other language?
I don't know. They're trying to cut my head off.
Do you speak any other language?
Are you afraid of?
No. Can I ask you a question? No. Okay, so let's say if I speak my native language is Urdu, you would be scared? Why?
Yeah.
Kyun?
I'd be like, English.
Why?
Because this is America.
Okay, and? But isn't America multicultural?
Yes.
It shouldn't be, though.
Why?
Because it divides us. Because these people come in from all these different countries, mm-hmm. and they bring their crazy ideas with them,
uh-huh.
and they want to turn this country to their idea where they came from. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Do you?
I mean, I'm more for diversity. What's wrong with diversity? I mean, we have multicultural food, multicultural clothes. I think cultural differences is what makes us be together, is what helps us. And why is that?
Becoming one make us be together.
Yeah, we're one human.
One nation under God.
Yeah, we're one nation with multicultural groups.
But I don't like that.
Well, why? Is it because I don't want to use the word racist, but I think that's what you're coming off across as.
What do you mean?
Is that you don't want people from other races to come into America because of their race.
No, because of that and their crazy ideas, too.
So are you agreeing to being racist? Is that what it is?
I'm not. No such thing as racism.
You don't think there's racism?
No.
So if you hate, so let's say hypothetically, I don't like your skin color. Which is not true, but would that not be racist?
No.
Why would that not be racist?
It would be hateful.
It is hateful.
Yeah,
racism
but isn't racism hateful?
No.
I don't understand why not.
Because it's not. You either love or you hate.
No, but why is it not? I know it's not, but why is it not?
Because it doesn't exist. No such thing as racism.
No such thing as racism?
It's either you agree or disagree. Either you have hate or you have love.
I mean...
Uh-huh.
There's a very broad definition of racism.
So what?
There's a gray area between hate and love.
Where's the gray?
You can't just go, this is bad, so it's hate. This is good, so it's love. There's stuff in between that line, for
like
sure.
Like what? What's between it?
Racism.
Yeah, racism.
No,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a made-up word.
So,
all words are made up.
Especially those kind of words.
Racism? All right, what else?
No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, white supremacism. No isms.
No isms
at all. No isms.
I mean,
ism.
I think isms are a bad thing, but
they're made up by the children of the lie.
Isms are definitely a real thing.
They're made up by the children of the lie.
What are the children of the lie?
The liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-wing Republicans, the black race hustlers, and the never-Trumpers, people who hate good. They make up words to deceive you.
You said Republicans were in there too, right?
Yeah, right.
He
said Rhino Republicans. What are Rhino Republicans?
Oh, he did. He didn't say...
Anybody except the Great White Hope.
Everybody except Trump.
Yeah.
Trump. Okay, so you think Trump is good.
Did you know who the Great White Hope was?
If I really thought about it, I could figure it out because I have heard it before.
Yeah.
Really?
And see, he knew right away Trump, right?
Yeah, well, because I've watched...
Trump's the Great White Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's calling
Trump. No, he's
not. Yeah, see, who did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, he did just
but
get
you
impeached,
said you
right?
You could figure it out.
I've heard it before, so I really...
So did you celebrate him getting impeached?
He's not impeached.
Well, he's officially impeached, but now the Senate, now there's going to be a trial.
No, it was an act.
Really?
They didn't find him guilty of anything.
So if...
It was just all actors on a stage.
So if you go to Wikipedia and search up impeached presidents...
Right.
Tell me if you see Donald Trump there or not.
No.
No? Can you do that right now?
He's not there.
Can you do that right now? Just Wikipedia...
You may see him there, but it's still not real. It was an act.
Is it because of liberal
media? Did you believe that it was real?
Oh, yeah.
What did he do who deserve impeachment.
I mean, what was that? Obstruction of Congress and then foreign affairs.
What did he do to obstruct Congress?
With Ukraine. Do you not know what happened with Ukraine?
Do you believe that that happened?
Yeah.
Why do you believe that?
Because, I mean, he withheld military aid to
Ukraine. Why do you believe that what they said was true? Even though when they saw, when they got the transcript of the actual what mm-hmm. really happened, there uh-huh. was no evidence of that at mm-hmm. all. Why do you believe that that happened?
So let's say if I didn't believe it.
But you do.
I do. But let's say if I don't believe it.
Tell me why
he would get impeached for that if it wasn't true.
I will, but tell
I'm
me.
Just a puny person in the middle of nowhere. My opinion doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
What matters is the people who make the choices. And tell me why, if it wasn't true, why he got impeached.
After you tell me, why do you believe it did happen when there's proof that it did?
I'm going to believe multiple news sources. I don't believe one single news source. I believe multiple news sources.
Why do you believe them?
I mean, it's a good question. Why do you believe what you believe?
No, you didn't ask my question yet.
Why do I believe them? Because based off of facts.
What facts did they have?
And in what situation? Are you talking about Trump or are you talking about
Trump.
In general?
I'm still talking about the Great White Hope.
Trump. You're still talking about Trump. Let's make that clear.
What facts did they have that would cause them to
impeach him? So if he threatened to withhold military aid, do you not think that's...
He didn't threaten that.
He didn't?
No.
So people are just, hey, he did that, so let's impeach him?
Right.
So he's impeached.
He's phony impeached. It's not real.
Okay.
Did you believe that about him?
What?
Well, how do you feel about the Great White Hope being so-called impeached?
I mean, he's technically being impeached right now. Technically.
How is he technically being impeached when it's all an act? They found nothing that he did wrong.
Well, that's part of what everyone's complaining about, because like a lot of people feel like they didn't find anything that they did wrong. They
right.
also stepped over the checks and balances of the Constitution to get him impeached,
right.
which will open up a door for when the Democrats have a president, the Republicans go, we don't like you, we're going to step over the checks and balances of the Constitution. So they really fuck things up for the country. Am I allowed to say that? Sorry.
No, that's all right. That's how millennials talk.
Yeah. But they really opened a door they shouldn't have opened.
Right.
You know, and if I read a lot of stuff on it. Like, I don't just listen. I do research for months at a time. Like, I really, and like the things that I've read, it's all this says, and there's not really any evidence of either side being correct or telling the truth of anything.
Well, at least not their side, for sure.
Yeah, like the last thing I read is that the main witness of this impeachment won't be on trial. They won't give his name. No one knows who he is. He didn't have firsthand experience of what was going on. So how are they actually impeaching him? And I don't even know if that's true, because there are so many opposing things going on. It's just like...
So what do you think about Hassan? He's ready to believe anything.
I mean, he can believe what he's a smart guy. He builds his own opinions. And like my opinion
but
is all
have
of this
his own
stuff.
Opinion. He only has the opinion of someone else.
You said what?
He only has the opinion of someone else.
No, he's made his own opinion.
No. He just said multiple news sources.
So how do you get
so
your
what
news?
Do you think about a guy who only has the opinion of someone else and not knowing for himself?
I mean, that's kind of like what I just described. You really don't have a choice but to build your own opinion off of what other people
you
are saying.
You do have a choice.
What choice do you have? So
nowadays.
Are you telling me that I should talk to Trump myself and ask him?
And that's
the only way I can make my opinion. Did you talk to Trump? Is that how you know that he didn't do it?
You to do what he did is to read and find out for yourself what's true.
Well, is that not what we do with news? I mean, what's the difference between listening to news and reading
the
news?
The liberal media hate Trump, so they're never going to tell you the truth about anything.
So everything is a lie?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Have you noticed since he first entered office, right, as president, they said way back then, we're going to impeach him. He got voted in. It's illegitimate. We are going to impeach him. They've been talking that from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had nothing to do with it then. What do you think about that?
I mean, the Democrat Party was expecting something to happen. For him to do something stupid, I mean, it's Trump.
Is that a reason to say I'm going to impeach someone?
I mean, no.
Because you're expecting something to happen?
Right. I'm not going to stand up for a party just because I have aligning beliefs.
But you're standing up for the Democrats right now.
I'm standing up for what happened.
Are you a Democrat?
Sure.
I'll rest my case.
What?
Are you a Democrat?
I'm neither. Screw politics.
What?
Screw politics. They're all just a bunch of freaking rich liars who don't care about anything but their bank account.
Do you vote?
I do, yeah. I usually vote for third-party people who are never going to win.
That's who I voted, but I regret. I mean, I don't regret it.
I mean,
it,
honestly, this whole impeachment thing, everything that's been going on, okay, let's talk about the fact that Jeffrey Epstein had every, like, powerful person in politics going to his island and having sex with underage children for the past 20 years, and no one's talking about it. Honestly, this whole impeachment thing might even just be a cover
for
that,
for him.
To make people focus on that and not the fact that they're all a bunch of freaking perverts.
That's part of it, but they hate the president, too.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of hates the president now.
How do you know they hate the president?
Because from day one, they were shocked that he won.
But how? Are you?
And they have not gotten over the shock.
And how do you know that? What articles are you reading?
It's all over. It's apparent.
So you're
because
so
they
you're
have nothing on the guy. And day one, they talked about impeachment.
So you're taking
I
other
know
people's
why they
opinion.
Hate him. Do you know why they hate him?
No.
Why are you a Democrat? Real men are not Democrats.
Why not?
Beta. Why are you
well,
a Democrat?
Why don't you ask him about my beliefs instead of generalizing me? Why don't you ask him
are
about
you a
my
Democrat?
Yes.
That's your belief. Why are you a Democrat?
Why? Because I have aligning beliefs, and I think everyone should be taken care of.
What is it about the Democratic Party that you believe?
I mean, there's multiple things. One, Medicare for all. One, making sure everyone is stable. And one, making sure everyone has food in their mouth.
But that sounds like a mother.
What?
That sounds like a mama.
Yes, it does.
So you feel like a mama?
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to take care of people. I do that on a daily basis. I make sure everyone around me is fed.
But that's not normal for men if you're thinking that way.
Why not? So hold on. So
men believe that you should work for yourself. So, you should earn your way.
So
you should do this.
So if you see a homeless person on the street and you have extra food, you're not going to give him the food because he should work hard for it instead of, hey, I have this extra piece of bread. I'm just going to give it to him.
Would you give a homeless person your bread?
Yeah, I give homeless people food all the time.
Why?
Because they're hungry and I'm not.
But if they got up and went and got a job, would they be hungry?
I mean, a lot of them do have jobs.
If they went up and
I've been homeless before with jobs.
If they got up and went and got a job, would they be hungry?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because the cost of
if
living is way
too
high.
If they got a job, they would still be hungry?
Yeah.
See, I told you millennials are kind of missing on this half.
Can I ask you why you support Trump?
And they think like, beta males.
No, well, on that note, like, I
why would you give a person your food? All they're going to do is stay there and beg for more. They don't have a reason to go to work.
That's a personal problem for them.
But it's your problem. You're keeping them down.
No.
You are. You feeding them at no respect and nothing from them.
No.
You think that's fair?
Yeah.
That's right to just feed a person without them having to earn their way.
It's better than sitting there starving.
And you feel the same way, too.
Definitely. I mean,
so
how could you not?
So feeding them is better than them starving and getting a job to take care of themselves.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of them will not get up.
Why would they? They know you're coming by and feed them.
Being in poverty actually lowers their IQ. That's an actual fact.
No, they're smarter than you.
Who, homeless people?
Uh-huh.
But then why are they homeless?
In certain ways.
Because they know how to get your money, your food.
But then...
I rest my case again.
But then they don't have any comfort.
I rest my case again.
But they don't have any comfort.
They're
they don't
very
have...
comfortable out there.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
have
are.
You seen how they live?
I know for a fact, I know homeless people who have been given shelter, food, and everything, and they don't take it. They go and stay there for a minute, but they love living outside.
Yeah. No,
and
yeah.
They love begging.
I'm choosy about who I give stuff to.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. When it comes to homeless people,
how can you tell?
You could tell.
How?
There's some homeless people you know. They're well. They're some of them are better off than me. A lot of them, like I had, wasn't a friend, but a guy I knew. He would go and panhandle on the streets, pretend like he was homeless. He would make over $200,000 a year,
I know
it's all cash.
Like that too.
So a lot of them, they have nicer clothes than me. A lot of them, I see them, they're in shape, and I'm like, nah, you're not homeless. There's some that you can tell that they actually need help, and they're actually hungry.
Did you give your friend money when he was on the street?
No.
Did you give him a piece of bread?
No.
Oh.
But you can
you were
tell the difference.
At one time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wasn't making enough money to live in L.A.
So why did you go back home?
Why didn't I go back home? Because I just
Are you
figured
a runaway?
Out how to handle it. Am I a runaway? No, I'm 30 years old, I'm not running away. But no, you just figure it out. It's not like a big deal.
Do you believe in free healthcare for all?
To a degree. I don't think anything, I don't think the government should be running anything where they control people's lives.
Yes.
Because if you look at anything from the past, I mean, freaking Hitler, that's what he started doing, all that stuff. And then, boom, concentration camps. Killing everybody because they had to rely on the government.
So I believe in free healthcare for
all. I believe in affordable healthcare.
Yeah.
I believe, How's the same thing? Hold on. So are you telling me that insulin, which costs $600, is a fair price when in Germany or Sweden you can get it for like $5-6?
But we're not in Germany or Sweden.
No, yeah, but that's
we're
what
in America.
No, I know, but we can be just like them. They have better lives than we do.
We can also open up state lines so that you can buy from anywhere and let the competition decide the rate.
True. You know, that's true.
Or you can regulate it so you're telling me a life-saving drug, when it costs $5 to make, it's okay to sell it for $600?
No, it's okay to open it up in this country where that anyone that wants to sell it.
But that's not answering the question. That's not answering the question.
I said no.
So it's not okay to jump up the price. You also believe in affordable healthcare?
If a company, if private businesses created this stuff and they want to jump up the prices, they have a right to do it.
They do.
And you should have a right to go to another store, another across the road, or across the street, mm-hmm. and ask that business if they have it. Mm-hmm. And that's what determine the prices that you want to pay. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I also feel like... What do you think about Hassan being a liberal?
I think he can do whatever the heck he wants to
do. Is that right for a man to be a liberal?
What's wrong with a man being a liberal?
You think a man should be a liberal?
I don't see anything wrong with a man being a liberal.
A man who is a liberal, he's a beta or alpha?
It depends on the situation.
Is he a beta or alpha?
It depends on the situation.
What do you think?
What do I think about what?
A man that's a liberal, is he a beta male or an alpha male?
I think he's a human. I mean,
how about beta or alpha?
He's a human.
How about beta or alpha?
Beta or alpha? A mixture of both.
He can't be both. You only can be
Why
one.
Not? What's wrong with being
both? Are you saying there's only one liberal man, so he can only be one? There's multiple liberal men,
right, but
everybody's
they're
different.
They're beta males, though.
But everybody's
what's
different.
What's the definition of beta?
A weak man.
A weak
That's
man?
That's not true.
A man that thinks that healthcare should be beta. Free for all. Do you believe education should be free for all?
I think it should be affordable.
How about you?
What? I think education is pretty much free for all in America, just when you get to college.
Should it be free for all?
Affordable.
Affordable, yeah.
Should it be free for all?
It should be affordable.
Should it be free for all is the question.
No, it should be affordable. They should lower the prices of it.
Are you a liberal?
Me? I already told you that.
What'd you say?
Neither. I look at
things. So are you voting in 2020 for the president?
I voted for a third party, yeah.
Are you going to vote this in 2020?
For a third party, yeah.
How about you?
I don't know who the candidate's going to be, but yes, I'm going to vote.
Did you vote last time?
I did.
Who did you vote for?
I was 18. I didn't know too much about politics. I voted a third party.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a rush here. Do you find it easy to date?
Me? Yeah, if I put effort into it, I don't think it would be too hard.
You don't think so? How about you?
Mm-hmm. Relatively easy.
Are you afraid to approach women and just talk to them?
No, not really.
Are you?
No.
How about you?
Why would I?
No.
No?
Because women are humans, right?
Would you marry any of these women that you know already?
Yes.
You would marry them?
Yes.
How about you?
Of course.
And why?
Similar values, beautiful people. They know how to take care of me and a house. So,
do you trust women?
Of course.
Do you date outside of your race?
Yeah, I have. I've only dated outside of my race.
You only date outside. Why is that?
You don't choose who you love.
Oh yeah. Why did you choose your own people?
Like I just said, you don't choose who you love. I don't choose who to love.
So you walk past the Akbar girl. And you,
Can we call them Pakistani girls?
So you have a line of women, right? You have the Pakistani, you have the white,
girls
you have the Mexican,
girls
you have
don't
the
line up for me. Girls so don't walk, line up for me.
You are always past, I ain't gonna love that one. I love the white girl.
No, like I said, I don't choose who I love.
Which race have you dated?
Which race? I've dated Asian.
Asian?
Yes, Asian, Mexican, and yeah, that's about it.
That's about it?
No, white. Sorry, white.
I knew you had dated a white girl.
Why? Why'd you know I dated a white girl?
You didn't look like you have.
What's that supposed to mean? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm trying to figure
just
out.
Just take it as a compliment.
I'll take it as a compliment.
So why don't you like your own race?
It's not that I don't like them. It's that I haven't had the pleasure of getting close to many women of my race.
They don't have them in your neighborhood?
They do, but it's different. I don't really... I'd go more off of people in school or people around me or people at the gym.
And you don't have any around you at school?
Not too many, no.
Not even one?
I mean, sure, there's one, but there's reasons why I don't approach them, why I don't talk to them.
Why?
Could be many reasons. I mean...
Are they hard to... Pakistani women hard to deal with?
No. I think they're... If you want to compare them to women, to Western women, they're easier.
So why don't you take the easy one then?
Because who wants something easy in life?
So what?
Who wants something easy in life?
So you want hell?
No, I don't want hell. I want someone that I don't choose who I love. If I talk to someone and I love them, I'm going to date them.
Oh.
If I talk to someone I don't like or love them, I'm not going
to
date them.
But if you're not talking to the Pakistani woman, how do you know if you love her or not?
Because I haven't talked to them, so how am I going
to
know?
But why don't you talk to them to find out?
Oh, I will. I'm 21. I'm still going to talk to many women in my life. I'm not in a hurry.
So you're working your way up to them?
I'm not working my way up. I'm living a stable life.
Are you white?
I'm white, yeah.
So have you dated outside of your race?
Yeah.
Have you dated a white woman?
Yeah.
You have? And what races of women have you dated?
Asian, black.
Why everybody dating the Asians?
Because I was in high school.
You should find
and
out.
She kissed me. That's why. I don't know.
That's all it took.
It just happened.
No. Slutmaker.
He said, what?
And so you dated white, Asian, black.
Yeah.
How did that happen with a black woman?
I worked with her, and she was attractive, so I started talking to her, and then I was like, oh, you're attractive and you're fun to talk to. Let's go hang out. And then we started dating for a little bit.
And what was that like?
It was cool.
It was?
Yeah.
And what else have you dated? What other races of women?
I think that's it. Asian, black,
so, men. Asian, white, and black.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I mean, there's really no preference. I'm pretty shallow. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it all becomes, are you going to go and try and start a conversation with somebody you're not attracted to that you don't know?
He has a point.
No. You are going to go and talk to somebody who you are attracted to. So there's the shallowness coming in. Then once you get to know them, it's like, okay, like, you kind of suck. I'd rather talk to a wall. Like, see you later. Like, that's in every race there is. There are people like that. Then there's people in every race where it's like, you're awesome. Like, let's go hang out.
Were you able to handle a black woman?
What?
You know how black women have attitudes, right?
Not all of them.
You ever dated one that didn't have an attitude?
Everybody has an attitude at some point.
Have you ever dated one that didn't have an attitude?
Yeah.
And why aren't you with her now then?
Why am I with her now?
Wait, how do you know he's not with her?
It didn't work out.
It didn't work out?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it was just, I got bored.
You got bored?
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you believe in sex before marriage?
Yes.
You do? Why?
Why not?
No, why do you believe in sex?
No, but why not?
Why do you?
I think you reach a whole new level of connection.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Literally.
What type of level of connection do you reach when you have sex with them before marriage?
I think it's to the point where you can... I mean, I'm speaking for myself, of course. I'm not speaking for anyone else, but usually when I'm willing to... have sex with someone, I'm willing to trust them with my life. If I'm not going to go to bed with them, I'm not going to trust them with a dollar.
So when you have sex with a woman, you're like, I'm having sex with you, I trust you with my life.
Yeah, because if I wasn't able to...
Do your parents know you feel this way? Your father know this?
Yeah.
Why would you trust a woman with your life? She'll kill you.
Why would I?
Yeah.
I mean, you were married before, right?
No.
You sure about that?
I have a kid.
Oh, you have a kid, right? Yeah, so you slept with a woman. So how did you know your wife wasn't going to stab you in your sleep? Or your partner?
That's why I kept my eye open. Not partner, my girlfriend.
So you slept with one eye open?
One eye open.
Just in case she pulls out a knife and just goes for the chest?
Why would she kill you?
So you don't trust women now?
So do you trust women?
Yeah.
You do? Do you have sex out of wedlock?
I plead the fifth.
Would you have sex out of wedlock?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
And why?
I mean, sometimes things just happen.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, imagine you're at this girl's house and you're making out and she grabs your dick. All right? Like, it's kind of hard to say no to that. Like.
Now you're making him uncomfortable.
No, I'm.
It's like,
I was just sitting comfortably.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just.
And so you can't help yourself?
I mean, I can, but sometimes you just don't want to. You're just like, that feels good. All right, let's just keep going. You know? Like, why
are you a slut maker?
What is a slut maker?
You.
What is that? No, like, what is a slut maker?
A I don't know
what that
is. A man who have sex out of wedlock.
I guess I am a slut maker then.
You a slut maker?
But that makes it sound like I'm making this girl a slut for having sex with me. That's not the case. If anything, I'm the slut for having sex.
No, she's like, a slut for having it with you without being married.
Why?
Wait, so the woman is a slut, not the man?
Right. Women are sluts, mm-hmm. and men who have sex out of wedlock, and men are slut makers. Mm. So are you a slut maker?
I don't want to define myself as a slut maker. I feel like the people that I do stuff with are not slutty or anything.
But you're turning them into sluts.
The definition of a slut is somebody who has sex with multiple partners, like, at a time. Like, a lot of them. And it's like they just go around and they don't care. Like, having sex out of wedlock does not make you a slut.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Women who have sex out of wedlock are sluts.
That's
not true. And men who have sex with them are slut makers.
No, that's not true.
Are you a slut maker?
No, I'm a virgin.
You're a virgin? You never had sex out of wedlock?
No.
Is that the truth?
Of course.
Right on. So what do you think about this slut maker?
I think he's a beautiful slut maker. I mean, he's a good
yes.
guy. He's a good guy. I've talked to him before.
You met him before?
In the lobby.
In the lobby.
Oh, and then you thought right away, this is a good slut maker?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a good guy, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with him.
No, he really is a decent young man. That's why I invited him to the show. So he has no shame about being a slut maker. What do you think about that?
I'm not judgmental. He wants to live his life the way he wants.
As a slut maker?
Yeah, who am I to judge?
Amazing. What do you think about him being a virgin at 20 years old?
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, do your thing.
Are you going to wait until you get married?
Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
And why?
I think it's same thing I said earlier. I wouldn't have sex with someone I wouldn't trust in my life. So I think they're a little correlated.
And so what do you think about the slut maker over there that's sleeping with anything come along?
There's not anything coming along. I am so picky. All right? I can count the number of people I slept with on
How
two hands.
How many you slept with?
I really have to think about it. I don't remember some of their names.
You can count them on your hand, right? You count all 10 fingers?
1, 2, 3.
You might want to ask him a question. It's going to take me a minute to count this up.
So did you know before today that you're a slut maker?
I still disagree that I'm a slut maker.
You sure about
what?
That?
I still disagree that I'm a slut maker.
But you are. Think about it. You're making sluts.
That's not sluts.
What is it then?
A slut is not someone who has sex. That's like, isn't that like technically like what is it? When you have sex out of before you're married. It's not called a slut.
Premarital sex.
I mean. It's premarital sex.
So
it's
do you live
slut.
On your own or at home?
I live at home.
Beta. Why are you living at home? You're a grown man.
Why would I want to move out?
Because you're a man.
But I help my parents around the house.
They don't need your help.
Are you sure?
Why don't you go out and become a man? Why are you living
because
at home?
The money,
all the girls live at home until their husband come and get them.
The money I make, I invest.
Are you waiting for someone to come and get you?
I mean, sure.
Are you waiting for your husband?
No, I am not waiting for my husband. I hope that answers your question.
And then why are you waiting at home? You're 21 years old.
Yeah.
I left home at 18.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, let's talk about how much cheaper it was to leave home at 18
when you were
18.
Okay, no, tell me this. Okay,
a real man wouldn't think about that.
Tell
he
me,
would go out and make his way. He wouldn't live on a mama's
court. But tell me this. Why would I want to move out when I can be investing all of the money I'm making?
Because you're a man. And you're supposed to go and earn your way.
But would I rather not have a future for myself right now? Let's say I'm making $45,000 a year right now.
Right.
I invest 40 of that. And I'm $250 in 5 years. Do you not consider that better than paying someone rent?
That's beta.
How is that beta? I think that's
because
smart.
Because you're living with mama.
I feel like paying somebody rent is beta because then you're relying on them for
your
housing.
I think rent is pretty beta.
Which one is better, to pay rent on your own as a man to be learning and overcoming issues and dealing with life, or to live with mama and save money?
I mean, both of them have their
Which
pluses.
Which one is beta?
Both of them have their pros.
Which one is beta?
I'll tell you right now, no girls have had any issues with me living at home.
So what?
No girls that I've talked to have any issues with me living at home.
You know why?
Why?
Because they see you as beta.
Really? Is that why they all want to sleep with me? Is that why?
That's why what?
Is that why they want to sleep with me?
Yeah. Because they see this is a weak beta. I can use him.
He actually does have kind of a point there. I know a lot of girls that are like, this guy's weak. I can control him.
Yes.
I mean, I don't spend a dollar. But that doesn't on, I don't mean spend that, a dollar on the first date.
Yeah,
I'll tell
but
you
that doesn't mean he's a beta.
Yeah, he's like, a beta. No. You don't spend a dollar on the first date?
No, why would I?
They pay for you?
No, as in I pay for myself. I don't spend a dollar on them.
You don't spend money on them?
Not on the first date.
When you're in a long-term relationship?
I was.
And you just end it?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you ending it?
Things didn't work out.
What was the long term? How long were you dealing with her?
Well, I'm 21, so it was a year long. So that's like 5% of my life.
Is that a long time?
For a 21-year-old, yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, for someone as young as me, I think a year is pretty long.
So you, when you meet a girl, they ask, where do you live? You say, I live with mama.
Mm-hmm. I met a girl at the gym literally yesterday, and I told her, and she wants to grab coffee on Tuesday.
So. I bet she did.
Yeah.
He like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
sorry, she's a good one too.
How old were you when you left home?
Oh, when I left home? Twenty-two.
And see, he left home.
I'm 21.
Now he's out there being homeless and making his own way.
But I'm 21.
Half a male.
But do I still not have a year left?
So
do I still not have a year left? I'm only 21.
No, you're supposed to leave home at 18.
Why? Because, and struggle?
Yeah.
What's the minimum wage right now? $12.50?
It doesn't matter. Get two jobs.
Why?
You know how those Mexicans get two jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have to.
But, on that note, Mexicans are very family-oriented, and most of them live with like 5, 6, 7, 8 people who are family members.
Exactly.
So they're not just...
They're baiters.
No. It's just a different way of living.
I think it's smart. That's a multicultural. Culture. Yeah, multicultural.
Just their culture.
It goes back to where we
were
before.
So you guys are proving my point. There's something wrong with the millennials.
So you think I'm
bad? Computer.
I don't think anybody's proved any points here today at all, actually. It's kind of just been like talking around in circles, and then you say, yes, you proved my point. And it's
so
like, what's proved?
Here's my point. You support abortion. It's a woman's choice. You can kill your child if you want. Doesn't feel like he support abortion. You dance with the boys at the club. You okay with it?
The voice at the club.
I don't go to clubs. I have no opinion.
See, what I get from you, if you don't mind me saying, you're very this or that, this or that. See, everything we've talked about, there's been situations, there's been different levels of it in between, but you're like, yes or no, yes or no.
Have you ever taken an IQ test?
IQ?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why not? Are you afraid of the results?
That's some beta stuff.
Really?
I don't need anyone to tell me how smart I am.
That's kind of true in a way. I mean, intelligence is based nowadays is based off of education.
Yeah.
Being educated does not mean intelligence. Like I can go with my dad and build a house. But I can go with my dad and build a house. Could you do that with your dad?
No.
So who's more intelligent in that situation?
I mean, we all have our pluses. I can build a car with my dad.
That's what I'm saying. So when it comes to cars, you're much more intelligent than me. When it comes to computer science, but when it comes to other stuff, I'm more intelligent than you. So intelligence, the way it's based off of in this country, it just does not make sense at all to me.
You're wasting time at school.
No, you're not wasting time at school.
And you're wasting
you are not wasting time at school.
And you're wasting your time staying at home with mama.
Really? That's not a waste of time either. Stay
a
with your parents
life.
As long as you can.
Exactly, yeah. You see,
ooh, that's bad advice.
I'm living a pretty good life.
But you want to take that advice from a slut maker?
Of course.
Yes.
He's a good slut maker.
So I need you guys to answer real quickly.
Yes.
I got to put you in the hot seat, all right?
Okay.
So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Oh, God, this is going to suck.
The hot seat.
I start here. Do you want your wife to work or stay at home?
Whatever she wants.
How about you?
Whatever she wants.
Beta. is it possible to have perfect peace?
No.
What do you say?
Yes.
Beta. is there anything wrong with having a one-night stand?
No.
What do you say?
See, that's a complicated one, but for now I'm going to say no.
Has feminism made women more or less happy?
I don't know. I'm not a woman. I can't answer that.
Has feminism made women more or less happy?
Less.
Are white people under attack in America?
No.
Are white people under attack in America?
No.
Is it healthy to watch pornography?
No.
Definitely not. No.
It's not healthy to watch pornography?
No.
Should homeless people be allowed to live on the sidewalk?
No. No.
What do you say?
No.
Well, how are you going to feed them then? You say you can bread when you walk by.
Because they panhandle.
Are you proud to be an American?
To an extent, yes.
What? Are you proud to be an American?
Yeah.
Why are you not proud?
I didn't say I'm not proud. I am proud to an extent.
Why not the whole extent?
Because I'm not proud of what the government is doing in other countries, but I'm proud of being in America.
So why don't you go over to the other country and help them?
Or I can stay here and help people here.
Like how?
Giving money to charity, doing what I can, giving food to the homeless, making sure they're well fed.
Is it good that California is a sanctuary state?
Huh. Yeah, no, that's a more complicated question than a yes or a no. So I'm just going to go with yes, because there's more good in it than bad.
Is it good that California is a sanctuary state?
No.
Would you date a communist?
Communist? Yeah.
Would you date a communist?
I mean, if they were good looking and nice to me, then yeah.
Amazing.
I have friends with other political beliefs. I don't think that defines friendship.
What?
I don't think someone's political beliefs should define your friendship.
Amazing. Did you have fun?
A lot of fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming. Is there anything you want to promote? Websites or anything that you have?
I mean,
I guess I have an Instagram.
Yeah.
And don't you do personal training as well?
Yeah, screw personal training.
Yeah, what? I mean, my Instagram is not underscore Hassan underscore.
Not underscore Hassan underscore.
Yeah.
And yours?
Just Steven Nider, StevenNeider.
Is it StevenEn?
I spelled it that way online because it's faster than PH.
Yeah, I like the Steven better. Yeah. I don't know where the PH came from.
Is it awful?
Well, it's Steven, but now with Stephen Curry around, everyone calls me Steph, and I don't like that, so.
I respect that.
But well, thank you guys for coming on. That was fun.
Thank you for having me.
And I already knew you guys were beta, so. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. I absolutely appreciate it. And we're going to be talking to some more millennials. I'm telling you, half is gone, and the computer side is there. You're trying to make the whole person, all right? So let me hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, and Sunny. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Slack maker.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you against embracing your female side? Are you just that much of a man's man? You can't.
How about?
You don't have a sensitive side.
How about?
Have you ever cried?
How about free healthcare?
You ever cried at a movie?
No.
Have you?
Do you believe?
Have you cried at a movie?
Come on.
I'm asking you a serious question. What movie made you cry?
Do you believe
what makes you sad? Did that Ghoul commercial during the Super Bowl make you cry? People like you love to put people into camps and not see people and things issue by issue.
Do you like seeing your father being triggered by
your
mother?
You see how you won't engage me in the conversation?
You were triggered on Tommy Lahren's show?
Uh-huh.
What was that like to be triggered in front of women?
I tore off my mic and stormed out. It's a pretty strong thing to do.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.